Our scripture reading today is taken from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Thus ends the reading.
This passage from Luke's gospel that Joyce just shared seems a strange choice for a stewardship sermon. What was I thinking when I told our mission and stewardship committee that October 27th is when I would preach the stewardship sermon that they requested I do before our commitment Sunday? We have the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector, and the tax collector comes off as the good guy. And yet the Pharisee is doing those things that we encourage. He's worshiping. It says he's engaged in spiritual disciplines. He's contributing to the church. He's tithing to the synagogue. Aren't those all practices that we encourage? I think yes. It's good to be engaged in spiritual disciplines, to worship. I've been talking for all my ordained ministry about the need to give a portion of our income to the church. So these are things that we encourage, but not for the reasons that the Pharisee in the story was apparently doing them. Not to show off, not to somehow think we're going to earn the respect of others, not to somehow see ourselves as different or better than the other. No, we engage in these practices, these spiritual practices, as a response of gratitude to a loving Creator, a gracious God who continues to surprise us with amazing gifts and amazing grace. The Pharisee was engaged in those practices that we prize and encourage. Spiritual discipline, worship, giving, but for the wrong reasons. You've heard three of our members in the last 3 weeks give some testimony, if you will, as the witnessing steward. Jerry and Tom and Sarah this morning, about why this community of faith is important to them. I don't think we give because the church needs money. We don't tithe because it makes us feel good. The church does need our support. But we don't give so this congregation will survive. No, we give out of thanks and gratitude to a gracious and loving God. And we give because I think God has a purpose for us and for this church. Jerry and Tom and Sarah have all said that in their own words, that God has a purpose for us, a purpose to share good news, a purpose to create a welcoming, inclusive community where truly, whoever you are, or wherever you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. Welcome not only to worship and be a visitor, but welcome to become part of this community. God has a purpose for us to be advocates for those on the margins, to be about bringing justice to the world. The Pharisee was right in worshiping regularly, in engaging in spiritual practices, in contributing to the life of the temple. But for all the wrong reasons. He forgot the words from Micah that we need to be about doing justice and loving kindness and mercy, but always with humility, walking humbly with our God. I truly believe God has a purpose for us. And that purpose can only happen when we respond with our gifts, our persons, our commitment, our resources. Love justice. Do kindness. And walk humbly. Walk humbly with our God. Amen.